everyone. Welcome to another episode on the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. And today I have a special guest with me, my brother, River Martin, who actually has his own podcast.
Hello.
Hello, River. So today we're going to be talking about myths or facts. And basically what I'm going to be doing is asking my brother some questions, common questions that people may have about chickens and answering them. So let's get started.
That's right.
Yep. But first, sponsorship from Anchor. So, River, let's get started on our myths or facts. The first question I want to ask you, and a lot of people are wondering, are chickens a lot of work? What do you think?
I believe they are.
Okay. A lot of people believe that too. But the truth is that chickens are not a lot of work. They're not.
Seriously?
Really? You only need to spend 20 minutes with them every week. Probably an hour each month.
Whoa.
It's not a lot. It's all you need, probably 5 minutes each day with them. That's not a lot at all, because you just need to make sure they have food, water, and a clean coop. So they're not a lot of work.
All right, if you say so.
Yeah, and going into their coops, another question people have, are coops smelly?
Oh, definitely. I know that for sure.
Well, this is probably a tricky question. Sometimes the real answer is that coops are not smelly. The only reason people think so is because chickens poop a lot. The only thing, you just need to make sure you clean it up. Because if you just have poop, 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 and nothing to, cover it with, it's definitely going to be smelly. But you need to make sure you clean it a good clean every month, maybe every week. Just make sure the coop is all clean. Because if you had no hay or no sand, of course it's going to be smelly because they poop so much. But just make sure that you clean the coop every, maybe 2 weeks, and make sure you change their hay and their poop. And then it won't be smelly at all.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Another question I want to ask is, can chickens fly?
I think some can. It just depends on, on the breed. Not very well, but I mean, they can jump high. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I agree. You're right on that one. I mean, silkies and smaller chickens, silkies, can't fly because of their wings. But other breeds like Americanos, Easter Eggers, the big breeds, and even Millie-Fleur Bantams can fly because they're different types of breeds that can fly and can't fly. So that's probably a halfway answer. Because some can, some can't.
Exactly, yeah.
But not too high. Not like an airplane or geese. Not that high. Just a few feet in the air. Yeah. Another question is, a lot of people think that you need a rooster to lay eggs. But what do you think, River?
No. You don't need, unless you want a chicken baby.
Exactly. You don't need a rooster to lay eggs. You need a rooster to make the eggs fertile. And when you have fertile eggs, you put them in an incubator or on top of a broody mother hen, and they can hatch. But just if you want to eat eggs for breakfast or lunch or dinner or something, no, you do not need a rooster. Yep. One other question is, a lot of people believe that chickens lay one egg every day. And what do you think, River?
I think, once again, it depends on the chicken, and I believe they do, right?
Good answer.
About on average, I'll say.
The big chickens, there's Bantam chickens, and then there's big chickens.
Yeah.
Normally, big chickens lay about one egg every day, but Bantam chickens and some smaller ones normally lay maybe five or four times a week. Not necessarily every day. It depends on the breed. It always depends on the breed of what chickens you have.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I just wanted to ask one more question, River. Do you think chickens attract predators?
I'll say that they, snakes, want to go and try to find, eat their eggs, I guess, if you leave out the eggs.
Yeah, but do you necessarily think that chickens like attract all the predators, like they make them want to come
of them,
to their
no. No,
but
no.
A few, like they track them.
Oh, well, like maybe.
Well, the real answer is that chickens don't attract predators. They could attract snakes with their eggs.
Right.
But you just have to be careful that they won't come to you. Make sure you have everything like cleared out, wire on the bottom, so they don't like raccoons don't dig through. But if you leave an egg or two in the nesting box for more than a day, yeah, they will come because they do want to eat that egg. Because
right.
They can eat, they love eggs. Just make sure you get all the eggs out of the nesting boxes, everything is all cleaned out. And maybe they want to come near it, but if you have everything cleaned out, all the eggs out, every day, fresh ones, I think you're going to be fine with predators.
I believe
yeah.
So. That you've convinced me.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
Me too. Bye.